Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I was asked by a psychiatrist in Amman to give a sex education talk to an old boys' school here. I got really excited at first, and then when the thought really sank in, I wondered, what could I tell a bunch of 15-year-olds about sex? That was a few months ago. The talk never happened, but it did get me wondering, if I had the chance to talk to teenagers, what would I talk about? I'd talk about consent. But the problem with this topic is that it shouldn't be introduced to them by me. Consent and conversations around consent need to be spoken about at a very early age to both boys and girls at home. It empowers them. It gives them rights, and it strengthens their voice to speak. We have difficulty in our culture talking about sex at an older age. So how do we begin talking about consent to kids? Where do we begin? First of all, let me kick off this episode by saying that consent doesn't have to be taught from a sexual perspective. It can be taught by allowing the children to choose who wants to bathe them, who wants to help them get dressed, and giving them the option to hug their relatives, instead of forcing them and expecting them to be close to individuals they don't feel good being near. We are so governed by aib that we are not given the option to decline a hug and a kiss by people we are not comfortable with at any age. By giving kids a choice, we teach them that they have options, and this comes before sex education. Think about it. Consent isn't just about sex. It's about speaking your truth. It's about communication. It's teaching boundaries and expressing what feels right to you. When we learn to talk about the small stuff comfortably, we will have the courage to speak about the big stuff. Our system has skipped the importance of teaching children what consent means, giving individuals from a young age the rights. Consent is a right. It's a basic human right. And educating and raising awareness that consent can't be taken for granted. Yani, if consent is given, it can be withdrawn at any point in time without questions asked. And the request must be respected. I have noticed that women today find consent courageous. And that's another thing, courage. Why is courage so important? Because we are not taught to say no. And the topic of sexuality is a huge taboo. We are not familiar with it. It creates a fear for victims to speak about assault. Some of the reasons why individuals of all genders refuse to speak about sexual assault is fear of no one believing them, fear of being blamed or shamed for it, and worst of all, fear of being punished for it. Many sexual assaults happen from people we know, which makes speaking about it harder. The more we educate children, and the older generation about consent and normalizing basic conversations, such as the anatomy of boys and girls, the more comfortable individuals become. And what we end up doing is strengthening their voice. When we talk about consent, we need to also include accountability. Accountability means responsibility. We are responsible for what we say and do, and the other people involved are also responsible for what they say and do. If someone gives consent and changes their mind, they have the right to withdraw that consent and take it back. No questions asked. It is our responsibility to speak our truth. And it is the responsibility of the other individual involved to respect that truth. Sometimes all it takes is one conversation to empower an individual and gear them with knowledge. I say, start with your children. Read books or YouTube the best way to introduce the topic. The solutions are simple, but sometimes we choose to complicate them because we are too comfortable playing by the rules of society. We need to cut that cord. There is nothing that goes against culture when you teach children what their body parts mean, what is violation, and the importance of their truth. If anything, it is jahl when we don't. Thank you for hanging out. And see you next time.